Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad calling from my show, the Millionaire Investors Club in Los Angeles. We was a little bit delayed. I have emergency. You know, I have aunts that are in their 90s. One of them needed me today. So we open up in prayer. Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. Can somebody just hit one on your phone, press one on your phone to acknowledge that you hear me loud and clear? Anybody, hit one on your phone and okay, very good. Okay, now you hit it again and take yourself out the queue. I appreciate it. All right, Allahu Akbar. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. This is the Millionaire Investor Club of Los Angeles. Alhamdulillah. And as we go on, Allah is blessing me more and more to have more information and refine the plan that we have. And one of the hallmarks of what we're doing is information. Now, you know, as you know, there are a lot of real estate gurus, and it became kind of like an industry where certain people would have real estate information or stock market information, any kind of information. What they would do is they would get you involved in that, and then they would sell you kind of like a study kit, maybe $200-$500 study kit, and maybe some coaching. You know, you would get coaching, and they would show you. But a lot of people, like Robert Kiyosaki, said, "Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing to go to these seminars, because these people, they charge money. They charge money for that information." And a lot of people, and so it's the industry, you know. And if you look at one, they all have someone to come out and have the information, and they have certain types of like pep talks and everything. And then at some point in the show, they ask you to go sign up for a course, maybe. I've done this myself. I paid $2,000-$3,000 myself for a probate information, how to access probate before anybody else gets the probate. In other words, the probate paper comes out and it tells you the property that is going to be auctioned off. And the whole world can see that paper. The whole world can see it. In other words, you subscribe to a certain publication or that the is going to be sold on, say, October 19th at 9 a.m. Division 20, downtown L.A., you know, whatever, you know. And the whole world is going to be there. But I paid $3,000 myself years ago for a course that teaches you how to get to the probate property before anyone else. You know, it's a system, you know, and the man who taught that course, golly, I forgot it now. It's been a little while, but I still got the main tape set. They sold me some maybe 20 cassette tapes about the whole process of how you, go and bid on the property, and then you bid on the contents of the property, and maybe furniture, and maybe teaks in the house and everything. So they teach you the whole gamut. And so I paid thousands of dollars back in the day to get this information. And that's what Robert Kiyosaki. Robert Kiyosaki said, hey, that's what you got to do. You pay for information to someone teaches you. So you listen, over the years, you listen to one real estate guru, and then it sounds like another real estate guru. They have the style is the same. You know, they come out on stage and rah, 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 and they, dah, rah, rah, rah. And they may have something that's different from the other. But it's a sister. We have a sister now named Lynn Richardson, and I want to give the listeners her website. Her website is www.asklynn.org. www.asklynn, LYNN.org. Ask Lynn. She comes on a radio station here called KBLA, which is Travis Smiley radio station. He bought, or he's building this radio station, and it's the largest radio station west of the Mississippi. Now, in the east, in the Midwest, I guess they older establishments, they have maybe talk show radio shows, but Travis Smiley have a talk radio station. You know, they don't play a whole lot of music and stuff like that. It's just talk. It's talk. It's different people come there with different types of information. And this sister named Lynn Richardson, she comes on every day at noon, and she has a show called The Millionaires Roundtable. The Millionaires Roundtable. And she says that she is creating millionaires. One day at a time, one step at a time. Some slogans she got. And Allah bless me to see that she is the perfect person to ally with and join up with and bring our followers that are going to come on the Millionaire Investor Club in Los Angeles, radio station, radio broadcast. We're going to partner up, and we're going to learn from Lynn Richardson. So it's www.ask, like A-S-K, Lynn, L-Y-N-N. And she is going, and if you buy a computer, look her up right now. And she comes on, she's a dynamic sister. And listening to her, because I'm an old timer, and listening to her, she incorporates in her spiel, in her dynamic way of presenting information, a lot of the information, a lot of this information came out of, a lot of these real estate gurus came out of the sales industry. These corporations who have a product, and they want to sell these products, and they want somebody to come and teach their salesman how to sell. Because these corporations, if you don't sell, they tell you, if you don't sell nothing, you don't eat. If you don't sell nothing, nobody does anything. So it's all about sales. And you see these and hear these cocky, they calling you about, do you want to purchase a mortgage? Do you want to purchase a house? Do you want to purchase a hot water heater? Do landscaping? They call you, and we all say, oh, he's a doggone telemarketer. But it's all about sales. America is all about sales. You sell something. You sell something. Elijah Muhammad had us out there selling. He helped us to break the the fear. You know, he said, go out there with your people. If you go out there with your people, try to sell, once you sell your people, you can sell anybody in the whole world, you know, because Bobby said they uppity, stiff-necked or something like that. So we was all youngsters out there with that Muhammad speech out there, you know what I mean? And some, I don't want that, you know, whatever. Yeah, but and then I'm like, selling that Whiting H&G and how to sell a B prize. And we learned how to sell. Some of them brothers learned how to sell so tough. Pretty soon they used to go downtown Los Angeles and they made a discovery of downtown LA where all the stuff from overseas getting in. The Chinese was all Jews and Chinese out there selling stuff wholesale. And a lot of the brothers that got so tough and so big and bad that they was out there selling that Muhammad speaks, and now they wasn't afraid of nobody because, you had to deal with this African-American, you know. So a lot of the brothers started going downtown and buying stuff, buying all kind of stuff and go back in the community and selling stuff. So the Muslims always know. In fact, it's a brother from Oakland. His name is Anthony. I don't know if y'all know him, but he used to sell jewelry, and he sent about 10 or 15 or 20 brothers to Hodge. He sent brothers to Hodge. He was obviously a dark brother. Anthony was up in Oakland in Frisco, and he was so tough that he sponsored brothers, and a lot of my friends, everything was going to Hodge. That's how they made Hodge. Brother Anthony out there selling in the street, you know what I mean? Because all of a lot of my told us to have no fear, you know what I mean? And so praise to us. So people are selling. My point is sales. And so we're going to partner up with Lynn Richardson. And we're going to partner up with her and learn all we can. Now she got product to sell. So you scrutinize it, and we're going to scrutinize just her website. And some of the stuff is, you know, you might not want to. But if you can, you know, you might want to invest in her. She wrote books, and she got videotapes and stuff that, you know, you could purchase. But she comes on. So I would recommend that you get an app, KBLA. Remember, KBLA, Los Angeles, KBLA, this is the radio station that, how you doing?
Hi.
And then that Tavis Smiley is building, and he got some top-notch people coming on there with information and stuff like that on Tavis. See, Tavis is an old-time politician. He used to work for Mayor Bradley years ago. Mayor Bradley was the mayor of Los Angeles, and he ran for governor, and, oh, good God, Tom Bradley's big, big, huge out here, you know. And so Tavis Smiley, he cut his chop with Tom Bradley. And so he got a lot of good information speakers. They come on, and his radio station, 24 hours of the day, 24, and he got one sister named Dominique DePrima, who is, you remember in the 60s, Leroy Jones, Mary Baraka, who used to be a poet, and he wrote books, and he was one of the leaders of the cultural movement where they used to do spoken word and all that. And Mary Baraka, anyway, Dominique just told us a couple weeks ago that her daddy had 9 children, including her and her brother. Now, the brother in New Jersey, who I think he's the mayor, his name's Baraka, that's Baraka, right, in Jersey. And so that's Dominique Prima's brother and Amiri Baraka's son. And so she comes on and her show. So what I'm getting at purchase the app. Go to KBLA Radio and purchase it. And you don't have to purchase the app. No, you don't have to purchase the app. Just download the app so you can listen to Travis Smiley's show in Atlanta, from Atlanta or from New York, wherever. You could, you know, listen to the show. But now they've just added another feature where they're kind of like on TV. So as these speakers come and speaking, you could see them on the TV too. You could see them. So they're adding on and adding on. And Travis is really building his show. And I'm really impressed with Lynn, you know. And she says, we built a millionaire, one neighborhood at a time. She got some slogans. She got some beautiful slogans that you need to write down and memorize, because, you know, she encapsulates a lot of information into these little slogans and everything. And, you know, so if you can, www.askasklynn.org, not .com, but .org, O-R-G. So, alhamdulillah. So now we got two major sources, Dr. Lynn and we got Robert Kiyosaki. Go to Rich Dad Radio. Google Rich Dad Radio and tune in to Robert Kiyosaki. Now, he has a different approach. Robert Kiyosaki, he and his wife read books, and he brings on authors who are talking about, what, the Federal Reserve or the economy or something's going to happen or something good going to happen. Now's the time to get into this, and now's, you know. Him and his wife, Kim, you know, are always interviewing somebody who just wrote a book. And so that's a good source. It's all about information. It's all about knowledge. And, you know, we can't do anything like superstition. We have to get into this thing. Now, one of the things that hold on 1 second. Let me turn this down. Concentrating on real estate. This is what, of all the asset classes, you know, stocks and bonds and stuff, ain't no use in starting something. Most of us know something about real estate. You know, like I said, I got three millionaire partners, and two of them are Muslim, and they're millionaires. And they make their money, the millionaires. So I'm hooked up. I have a license with a company called CoStar. Write this down and look it up. CoStar, C-O-S-T-A-R. C-O-S-T-A-R, CoStar. And I just hung up from them, and I have to bring my balance up to date, and I might call on some of y'all if you're able to help me bring this balance up to date so we can get started. And CoStar is the number one commercial property site in the world. You know, they have anywhere in the Western world, meaning not all the United States and Canada, but England, France, Germany, they have information about apartment buildings, office buildings, and other type of buildings all over the world. So that's who we want to be. And what we want to do is we want to develop a list of able people, rich people, who we could sell apartment buildings. Income, they want income, and having a 100-unit apartment building is still enough income. You know, 50 units. 25 units, whatever. You know what I mean? That's also just income, but also tax write-offs. Kiyosaki, he swears by the fact that the government makes the rules and laws for landlords, because the government wants to encourage people to develop housing for the masses of people. The masses is about 300 million people in the United States. And a great many of them own homes, but a great many of them rent. So anyone who is providing, according to Robert Kiyosaki, this is what he teaches. You get all kind of favorable tax breaks. You get all kind of perks. You get a lot of stuff. So it encourages people to invest and develop and tell people to come over here and rent this apartment that you have, blah, 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 blah. So it's a lot of good things. Of all the asset classes, Robert Kiyosaki, it's the land, it's the apartments, it's the people who are landlords get the the best breaks in real estate more than any other asset class. So this is where we're going to be, and we're going to develop this, and we're going to partner with Lynn because the name of her show is the Millionaires Roundtable. She swears that she's going to create all these millionaires, one neighborhood at a time, one step at a time, and everything. So look her up, and as we go along, we're going to study her and partner with her. I'm gonna join her. I'm gonna join her. I'm gonna try to learn, pick her brain. I'm gonna pick her brain and brain the information right back. Alhamdulillah, right back to us. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna pick her brain. I'm gonna buy her products. I'm gonna be at her seminars. I'll get to know her, and inshallah, and I'm gonna bring it back to the community because that's what it is. We have to fund these Claire Muhammad School. We have Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, but we also want a brick and mortar school. We want a school. We want a school. Of course, we got an online Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. That's all right. Alhamdulillah. But we found out I ran into a brick wall because a lot of people ain't got a whole lot of money. So we got to develop some millionaires. You know, all of us got to be made. We got to do it. We got to do it quickly too. Because a lot of us is grandfathers and grandmothers and stuff, and alhamdulillah. So we have to get this information quickly. And also, we have to find a way to get this information that we're going to get, that we're going to get on to the children. Fine, I don't know, we got to develop some way. Last school year at Centennial High School where I teach, I learned about building a house, how to build a house. And now I had sold houses as a real estate broker. I had sold like 100 in a 4-year period, about 25 a year to police officers and teachers, you know, before the crash and everything. And I sold houses and I did all that, but I never participated in building a house. But they gave me an opportunity to be a long-term substitute teacher. And it was a class that's continued called Building and Construction. And my good friend, Rashad, is a architect. And as I used to ask him questions, because, you know, he got years of architectural experience and knowledge about building a foundation, how many inches you go down in the ground, how wide the foundation has to be before you lay the rebar and start putting concrete down there, and then you build up your framing and all that. I didn't really know what I was doing. So me and the students, we used to do a lot of YouTubing. Last year, these people got a whole lot of YouTube information about how to frame a house, how to build a foundation. So we used to consult maybe two or three or four different YouTube people, different companies, how to build a foundation, how to put a roof on, all that, and all about the concrete. And so it was really, really nice, this experience, where I want to, inshallah, we are going to include that in the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School and offer to young people, the young men and women, how to build a house. If anybody needs to learn how to build a house, it's the African-Americans, because right now, we ain't doing so well, and we sleeping on the sidewalk here in Los Angeles. And, boy, we got these shanty towns. You know, in these videos where you used to have, you used to see people in South Africa and Cape Town and Johannesburg living in shanty towns where they had some aluminum roofs and, you know, on the cardboard sides and stuff like, well, you know, this is kind of like how America's going now. We've got a lot of shanty towns and all that old kind of stuff, and brothers and sisters sleeping all on that. And I get up at nighttime because I'm an older brother, and I get up and I use the restroom. Just think. I mean, you know, how do you do that? You know, how, Amanda, you know, alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah. So we're in the right place. If anything, we need to learn how to build houses and sell them, and we need to sell property to other people. And this is what, inshallah, we're going to do. So far, we got Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Radio, for us to study. And we got AskLynn.org. You know what I mean? We're going to study with her. And this for a couple of others. And I'm going to encourage, I got my information coming, my flyers and cards. We're going to encourage a lot of the Muslims to come along with me, and I'm going to show them how to get licensed out here in California in less than 60 days. In less than 60 days, I can show a person, as long as the person don't have no criminal record. I mean, but if you do have a criminal record, cop to it, especially as a Muslim, because the Department of Justice is going to, you know, run your print, you know, and, you know, whatever you say, you know, you've got to tell them the truth. Yes, I've been in, what, drunk driving or whatever, you know what I mean? Because they're going to find it. It's going to come up, and they want to see, are you going to lie about it? Are you going to try to, excuse me, are you going to try to lie out of it? So, alhamdulillah. Any questions? Press 1 on your phone, and let's deal with your question and your comment as a group of people. www.asklynn.org, and then Robert Kiyosaki, and download that KBLA app so you can listen to KBLA, and you can listen to Lynn at noon. So she's on at noon here, so it's, what, 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock? It's the back of, let's see. If it's noon here, it's 3 o'clock back east. You know what I mean? And 2 o'clock central time, you know. So what do you think? What do you think so far? And right now I'm waiting on my aunt. I had to bring her over to kind of like an emergency to this facility where her daughter is. So, alhamdulillah. So if no questions, I'll just continue to talk. I see, you know, we was involved in early for the last year or so. I came into the knowledge of, you know, Brother Shuja has a group called BUII, Land, Brothers United in Industry. And recently we came into information about what they're doing in New Africa. And the brother, the doctor, but I forgot his name, but he's a doctor and a lawyer. He's the one who kind of like led this effort to settle New Africa. New Medina, in Mississippi, down there. And they have land, and people are coming down there buying land and developing it and living down there, and they have a school and everything. So all that, it's all about the land. It's all about land and real estate also, too. So that's a good thing. So maybe somebody want to give us a little update on BUII. If you know, if you want to press one on your phone, if you want to, you know. But this is what. Also, the brother, the Imam Pasha, who is the Imam in New York City. And he's developing land in Detroit, in Michigan. And certain brothers like to visit those places. And inshallah, I'm going to see if I could travel more and go around and see what our people are doing, our Muslim people are doing in different areas of the country. And so, you know, it helps to make us all feel a little better. We see some progress, people doing stuff. So they have New Medina, Mississippi. And the brother last week was on the Chaos I Hear show, Words Make People. And so he was given an update, and he left the website how to contact, and I got those websites. It's written down somewhere. And if you had questions about New Medina. So this is what it is. This is what it's like. And seems to me that Allah wants this because he's showing me just how to do it. And he's bringing people into our life that are going to give us this information. And we have Blog Talk Radio. We have this Blog Talk Radio. And we want to bring our people in. One thing about radio is real time. Sometimes if you have a newspaper or stuff, a newspaper may be a week old or something. But one thing about radio or TV is real time. And you can get this information over quickly, you know, in real time. You know, and so that's what we want to do. We want to spread the information. We want to pass the word. We want to tell the other people to plug into the Message of Concern and then plug into the Millionaire Investors Club of Los Angeles. We'll talk about our plans to unite and buy collectively, like Imam Muhammad taught us, buy collectively and sell these apartment buildings. And my CoStar account, if somebody want to give me a call and help me get rid of this balance that I have so we could get started with CoStar right away, they could give me a call on my 213-925-8771, which is 213-925-8771. If somebody has some I'll show them go to Co, and you can see what CoStar is. COSTAR, Co, CO, then star, you know. And that's what we need to be. We need to be. Also, fix and flip, you know. Let's look around, no matter where you are, let's fix and flip. In other words, if certain lenders who will lend you money, if you have a property that you want to fix it up and flip it, if you want to fix it up and sell it right away. And they kind of specialize in those type of loans, dealing with fix and flip investors, fix and flip. So no matter where you are, you could be in New York, you could be in Georgia, wherever that you may be, and if you see an opportunity where a house is for sale and it looks like it could be sold cheap, or you could buy it cheaply, let's look at it as a group of people and pool our resources and see, you know, let's get some information and see if we could come together and buy. It could be in Decatur, Georgia. It could be Atlanta. It could be wherever we are, and just come together as a group and fix it up and flip it, or fix it up and maybe one of the partners want to buy it, or fix it up and rent it out. You know, but if we want to raise money, want money in your pocket, you might want to fix it up and flip it, fix it up and sell it right quick, and make what people have been making. This is what, $50,000, $70,000, $100,000. It all depends on the area. It all depends on the comps, you know. So, alhamdulillah. Okay, we see one person's here, and we see brother. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum. Now we're in New York.
Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Alaikum assalam. Yeah, you giving a lot of information. Again, yeah, you're involved in quite a bit here. Yeah, maybe you should. I'm not saying what you should do, but your profile. I don't know if you have put a profile out there and let people let you know what you do, what you've been involved in, everything. You know, the Imam Muhammad had his profile and a lot of businesses and where you go to, you know, they get a position or get to go into business. They want to know your profile, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You say I've got a quite impressive profile here to have put in writing, you know, so they want to ask for it, what you doing? Because a lot of times people don't remember what you said. They didn't write down everything. You got that profile. It opened a lot of doors for you. That's just my suggestion, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And you speak about Lynn Richardson. Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with Lynn Richardson, one of our business programs we have with Rain International. We call it the Rain Academy. And sometimes we have people bring on different business people. And Lynn Richardson, she's one of the people we'll bring on every once in a while to give us presentations. So, yeah, we're familiar with Lynn.
Is that right? So y'all
oh,
are
yeah,
familiar with her?
Oh, yeah, we're familiar with her. We bring her up every few months or so. She come give a presentation with a lot of other people mm-hmm. in business, especially in field of network marketing. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
So I just went on our website while you were talking. And so I said, go mm-hmm. ahead. So anyway, she's the minister. She's out of the church. I mean, she's in ministry. I mean, just going there in 2016. I think I got down to 2016. And yes, she had a ministry, the degree and all. If I'm not mistaken, she don't have her own church and all. Yes, I didn't know this myself until I went on the website. So going to that website, you got a whole lot of information on her. I mean, a lot. Got pictures of her, you know, and, her background, her profile, and all that she's been involved with going back to 1995. She's big. Go to that website and... Yeah. Lynn is this. She's terrific. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You talk about Amira, Leroy Jones, Amira Baraka. So we are familiar with these people. So, yeah, you got quite a resume here. And Kevin Smiley, you know, his program. And yeah, so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you gave quite a bit there. So I guess I hope I'm not the only one that's on. Because I know you came a little bit late, so I was sure, because I got on about 8:57, you know, after close out with Mr. Concern.
Oh, no, it's other people on the line tonight. Those people on the line.
Oh,
Okay,
so I just want to ask the other thing, and I'll get out and let somebody else speak.
No. I mean, that's interesting, though. Lynn comes to Rain International and gives talks then, huh?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, we have what we call Rain International, and we also have what we call Rain Academy. It's also from
Rain Academy.
So we all
uh-huh.
involved with Rain Academy. Yes, that's how I got into knowledge of Lynn Richardson. Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah, she's tough, brother. She's tough.
Yeah, she's tough. She's tough. Yeah. And her thing is the Millionaires Roundtable. She says, we going to make millionaires. I said, this woman here. Good God. You know, she comes on. She comes on with it. today she was talking about the overabundance and it's quite interesting the stuff that she be saying coming out of her mouth.
Right.
So that's what we want to do. You know, we want to get with her, get the information, and we do our Muslim thing. We do things like a Muslim, but knowledge is knowledge. Knowledge is knowledge. Yeah. And I could tell that she had been to a whole lot of seminars in her life, and a whole lot of, you know what I mean, like, just like, people don't know, like, Napoleon Hill with that book. Napoleon Hill's, book, Think and Grow Rich. They used to come and ask Napoleon, these corporations used to come and ask him, you know, to come and give motivational talks to these salespeople. And almost all, any type of guru, any type of person say they, well, you know, give this talk here, and they, and it's all about the writing down your plans, the vision, all that stuff come from Napoleon Hill. It starts with Napoleon. And they'll tell you, if they're honest, they'll tell you, you know, read Think and Grow Rich, you know, first, you know, and, but he first was being hired by these corporations, for these corporations would be selling insurance, they'd be selling whatever, they'd be selling land, they'd be selling gold, they'd be selling products. They asked him, Napoleon Hill, to come and teach him the dynamics of selling. And Napoleon Hill and another guy, how to influence people. What's the name of that? How to win friends and influence people. You know, these guys are the guys who, you know, who these corporations was hiring to teach these salesmen how to sell. Because it's all about selling. If you don't sell nothing, nobody eat. You know, if you don't sell anything, nobody eat. So they quickly zero in on the real essence of a company. Somebody got to be selling something somewhere, whether it's barbecue, whether it's whatever, it's soap. Somebody got to be selling some way, you know. So Napoleon Hill and this other, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and then a whole lot of other people, start doing seminars on different aspects of human psychology, the psychology of selling and stuff, and different types of, you know, all that. So,
yeah,
I could tell if you listen to Dr. If you listen to Lynn, she's paid her dues. She's been to a whole lot of seminars, because a lot of stuff that she says I've heard before. But it's different coming from a female, and it's different coming from an African-American female, because, you know, we got a certain way we do stuff and a certain way we say things, you know what I mean? But it's a whole lot of same stuff that I've heard, because I've listened to tapes and I go to the website and I hear Napoleon Hill, you know, and the other guy who had that book out called Lead the Field, and just this whole lot of them. Well, you could tell when you hear her that she paid her dues. She's paid her dues over the years, and she has information for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Anybody else?
Speaking about,
anybody else?
Amen. Anyone else? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'll
hold. Well, let me see. No, brother, I don't see anybody else's hand is up. No, go up. You go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, continue.
Oh, yeah. Speaking about Imam Pastor here in New York, Master Malcolm Shabazz. And what he's doing, been doing for years now, out in Inkster, Michigan. He got the property out there and started developing in it. And recently, I guess a few months ago, they opened up a skating rink for the community out there in Inkster.
Mm-hmm.
Skating rink, yeah. Because I know sometimes Agba will be speaking about, you know, some power chewing the goats. Kuja also.
Right.
He got a skating rink out there just opened up a few months ago. And it got a, I mean, it's a big property. You know, a lot of people have been out there to visit. And, you know, they have a program out there every year, too. Yeah, an excess property. So not your mission. I just thought I would give some information on what's going on Inkster with Imam Pasha. You got a big property out there.
Have you seen it? I mean, have you been there, Muhammad? Have you been there?
No, I haven't been there. Mm-hmm. But I hear there's a lot of people who have been out there, you know. And I haven't seen it myself. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But they have a convention out there, like Moscow convention, and they have a convention that they, every year, same thing, about the same time that Moscow giving the convention. It's big.
Right.
Okay. My final question would be concerning, you spoke about get property and building it up and selling. Have you made any plans to get back to the options that they got over in Columbus, Georgia?
Oh, you mean like those ones that Sedalia Brown was sharing with us?
Yeah, yes, right.
Right. Those options. Okay. Well, we're just getting started, and that's another resource that we got to, you know, develop those types of options and stuff. So, no, I haven't really, but we'll get him on the air and pick his brain, and develop that too. So next time, evidently they must have them options in Columbus all the time, because they, you know, they was back to back. That was back to back, wasn't it? Looked like about there was an auction, and then about 3 months later, there's another one. So find out. Yeah, we'll find out exactly what, and so we'll be able to follow those and maybe look some up in different counties where we are, like Akbar and Sister Dai are in Decatur. I'm pretty sure they have the same type of thing. They got probate and the auction. So, inshallah, as we go along, you know, we'll develop more of a system, and if we could get that co-star going, that'd be a good thing. So, alhamdulillah.
I'll give you a call.
Go ahead. Yeah. If anybody could, you help out with the co-star team, give me a call if you can, if you like to. Muhammad, can you take us out in prayer? Because I need to deal with my auntie here. And if you could take us out on prayer, and today is Monday, so we'll be back on Wednesday.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to make a dua. Yes, sir. And thank you, Muhammad. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, Allah, give us good in this life and good in the hereafter, the destiny, and protect our hearts from deviating after God has come. I mean.
Okay. As-salamu alaykum, believers. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, wa alaykum as-salam.